With SRN News, I'm John Scott. As he begins his campaigning for a second term, President Biden is ramping up his warning that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. But Heritage Founder Senior Fellow Hans von Spakovsky says what's threatening are attempts to keep Trump off the election ballot.
The folks on the Biden side, Biden and his Democratic allies, are trying to disenfranchise millions of Americans so that they don't have the ability to make their own choices on who they want to have as president.
The president speaking today in critical battleground state Pennsylvania near Valley Forge. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Rita Foley reports on the severe weather expected in some places.
If you live in the Northeast, get ready. You may see some fierce weather this weekend. Ice, snow, wind, heavy rain in places. Meanwhile, from the Pacific Northwest into parts of the central U.S., a wintry mix will make travel dangerous through today, say forecasters.
Correspondent Rita Foley. New York City subway service disrupted for a second day as transit employees worked to remove two trains that collided and derailed. The subway passenger told WABC-TV, at first she didn't know what was going on.
It was scary. This is the first time in my life, and I've run MTA for the longest time, and I've never experienced anything like this. I never thought I would be going through something like this. And now I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't even know if I want to get on the train again.
Thursday afternoon, a northbound train was switching from the express track to a local track on Manhattan's Upper West Side and collided with an out-of-service train. There were minor injuries to about two dozen passengers. On Wall Street, stocks have fluctuated today and are now lower. The Dow is down 34 points, the Nasdaq losing 16. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist denomination is growing.
The Global Methodist Church, which is less than 2 years old, has added more than 4,200 congregations. The vast majority of them have fled the United Methodist Church over its decision to embrace gay marriage and LGBT ordination. A smaller network of churches called the Methodist Collegiate Church is also taking in congregations that have given up on the UMC, which has lost about 25% of its membership since 2019. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians around the world will mark Epiphany tomorrow with various kinds of celebrations. The holiday recalls the visit of the three wise men to the infant Jesus bearing their gifts. Greeks will mark the occasion with blessing of the waters ceremonies across the country, which is primarily Orthodox. Saturday will be Christmas Eve for Orthodox believers in Russia, Serbia, and parts of Ukraine. This is SRN News. It's a story that's becoming all too common, a school shooting. The latest happened in Perry, Iowa, near Des Moines. Ed Donahue has the story.
The call came in just before the start of school.
We got an active shooter situation at Perry High School. We need you en route.
A sixth grader was shot and killed. Mitch Mortvet with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation identified the gunman as a 17-year-old student, Dylan Butler.
Butler was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small-caliber handgun. Butler also made a number of social media posts in and around the time of the shooting.
He later died of what investigators believe was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Friends like Yesenia Roder Hall describe Butler as a good person.
He got tired of the bullying. He got tired of the harassment. Was it a smart idea to shoot up the school? No.
Among those shot was the principal of Perry High School. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.